We've been on air 10 years. I don't know how we've survived. Will we survive another 10 years? Probably not. Over this week, we'll be having a look back at some of our favourite lighthearted moments on the show. Here are just a few.
The Nolan Show is celebrating its 10th birthday on BBC Radio Ulster.
Lily Nolan had trouble with the dog dirt where she lived in 2008. She was on this programme because she got an infection in her leg after tramping on the stuff.
All I done was left an empty milk carton, opened the hall door, just put the one foot out and the other foot was still in the hall in my bare feet, and just turned and I must have tramped on there because it's early. And it's been there this 10, 11 months and it's still there.
And you were saying there's a lot of dog dirt out there?
There is. If I go round the corner shop for to get milk or anything early in the morning or after supper time, I'll go out with a flash lamp. You're actually walking now with your head in between your legs to see where you're walking.
It's been 10 years since I started this programme, and over that time I've started to show some signs of ageing, grey hair being one. Vinny decided he would take steps to rectify it, and he brought in Brenda Shankey. Big Audrey wasn't happy.
If you have done him blonde, you'll be hairless for I'm not blonde getting you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Audrey. I'm sorry. It was that Vinny one. He made me do it.
Ach, away you and battle your water. I'm away.
Cheerio.
Bye.
That's my mother. I like to talk about my attempts to lose weight. We know that. In 2010, my team thought I went too far when I revealed some keep fit secrets.
You've got a new treadmill on Fantasy Island, haven't you?
I have. I've got a running machine in the Fantasy Island.
Now, if you're eating your breakfast, then you might want to put it down for a second. Stephen has been trying to save on his washing. So he decided that if you ran in just your running shoes, you wouldn't have to do any washing.
Yes, this makes sense
I've
to
been
me.
In your house. You have no curtains. You have,
been,
get...
you have been making this a big issue. It is not a big issue.
So what's your message to dog owners?
Buy your poo bags, take them with you.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's a very serious subject, clearly. I'm choking here this morning. Who could forget the day Vinny had his balls felt on air?
I think it's important that you show me how I do it properly.
Okay, so we're behind a screen now in the corner of the studio and I have my back to Stephen, thankfully, so...
Right, I'm going to take examples. I want you to just open
you're
your
kneeling down, right, okay.
You stay standing.
Can I just
standing?
Say I do not know where to look here?
Look, just you keep your eyes
ridiculous.
Down.
My
keep
eyes are down.
Right,
okay.
And right, if you just drop your trousers down and drop your underpants down as well.
Now, oh my goodness, this is so wrong.
Right, this feels very bizarre.
All, of course, to learn more about testicular cancer.
Now, we'll take our best friend, the penis, out of the way here.
Okay.
So if you lift that up out of the
so
way.
So if I hold that out of the way, yes. I'm holding the penis.
Right.
I just put the running machines on. You can run buck naked on the treadmill. And then I was, this is true, because I got up this morning, 6 o'clock this morning, I was on the bike. Because I put one of those bikes on.
Naked?
Yes. So I put it by. I was sliding off the seat. There was that much sweat.
Just lift the testicles from the bottom of the scrotum up. So as you feel a normal weight.
I'm lifting.
And you feel the testicles in the ordinary way. Now,
I am.
We'll roll the ball itself. It feels very smooth.
And who could forget the time? I could. When this lot sent me to work on a farm 6 years ago. I was mucking out the cows. It was so bad. Ugh, full of This clip may put you off your breakfast.
If a ball drops off and rolls out the door, you're doing it wrong.
Okay.
So that's it. Your testicles, I'm happy to say, are perfectly normal.
Back in the day, I would actually tell Big Audrey when I was home from school by shouting Tarzan all over the street. True story, this. A few years ago, I decided to recreate my childhood on air. I can't do it now.
No.
I'm too much of a man. But when I was a little boy, I could do it. Why don't you try to do Tarzan?
I really don't want to.
No.
I don't like this.
You've got to do it. So I want you to imagine this was your call to your mother as you're coming home from school. This is what I used to do.
hold on, let me hold on, let me breathe.
That's just ridiculous.
From Stephen and the team at the Nolan Show, thank you. Without your support, the past 10 years would not have been possible.